I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
Time is 21:40 and we're going out a little bit late on the 19th of September 2005. You're joined here in the studio with none other than the planet Lave, and on his birthday, Ionix.
Hello.
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 Indeed.
And that's it.
Good night. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, it's been a fun show. So how is everyone?
So-so.
Tired.
Could be better.
Yeah, it's been one of those days I think it's going around.
Yeah, definitely. It's Monday, that's why.
That's the fucking problem right there.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
I don't know if you managed to check out the show content that I sent to everyone. I guess not. No, silence.
I've got with a quick skim read, yeah.
Oh.
Let me just get it on screen. Yep, go.
Alright, before we head off, I presume that Ionix has some news to tell us.
Oh. About the whole phone thingy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's up working and tested, I believe. I also just haven't seen a link on the site for it.
Yeah, I thought that Scoby would put one up.
Alright.
But he hasn't.
Okay, well, let's see here now. We're gonna have to, let's see. How the bloody hell do I go and do this? I think I lost the link. How is this even possible? Oh no, here we are. Okay. The link that you can use to call into the show from the internet, yeah, with no voice over IP provider, completely free of charge for you and us, is http://account.fwdnet.net/fwdtalk/. It will run in Microsoft Windows, in Internet Explorer using ActiveX controls. Now, I've had some mixed sort of input about how this actually goes about working, but just being that I don't run a Windows box, I don't have ActiveX, and therefore can't test it on my own.
Yeah.
But I have heard from some people that it requires you to put in a forward number and a password for
That's
it.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, so I'm now going to provide one for the listeners for the express purposes of using this to call the show or call 800 numbers. You can also do a little bit of 800 number scanning, or toll-free scanning, in 5 or 6 different countries using this web interface. But the number that you will use, the FWD number, is 701108, and the password for it is 1337ONE, and that's lowercase on the 1. At which point, if they wish to call into the radio show, the number is 683815. And that should ring Belial's desk.
That's right. And you'll be straight into the show, live, on air, talking to any number of weird hackers.
Most likely discussing our sex lives, or lack thereof, I don't know.
Yeah.
Seems to have been a popular topic.
Yeah, for the past few months.
Yeah. You know, since puberty, anyhow.
Yeah. Right. Looks like that NEC have developed software that will actually scan with any existing cell phone camera technology, allows an entire document to be scanned simply by sweeping the phone across the page. As reported, a A4 size page takes only 3 to 5 seconds to scan it. But apparently, it's causing copyright concerns.
Ooh.
Why did they have that bit at the end, I ask you? Now, copyright concerns, you could just have a scanner and cause copyright concerns. Why didn't they, you know, say, oh my god, this scanner could infringe copyright concerns because somebody could copy something and they could just not be copying something they want to copy and they could be copying something they shouldn't be copying.
Couldn't you do the same with a pen and piece of paper?
Exactly. Could you not just, you know, write out the page and you're still infringing copyright, you know, material?
I suppose it would depend on how you used it, but yeah.
What if you've got photographic memory? You're fucked.
Oh, then you're walking copyright infringement right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, you might as well just
play
give
back
up.
Whole movies in your head.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you better call the MPAA right now and
yeah.
bring yourself in for watching movies.
Exactly. If you go to the cinema, then obviously you're doing a campo, because you're just sitting there recording the whole thing in your head.
Mm-hmm. And then you can play it back for yourself anytime you want.
Yeah. Now, that's just damn right fucking illegal, man. You really need
yeah,
to, you know, go and sort your head out. You need to have some sort of DRM installed in your brain.
Yeah.
Wipe off all the illegal stuff you've got, just in case, you know.
Do some serious drinking, kill some brain cells.
Yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
No, I don't know. I have concerns about copyrights, too. I think they're absurd.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I can understand it from a point of view where this is something I've done. It's my property, but I'm releasing it to everyone. And I don't want someone else to make money off my work, off my hard labor. But I want
Without
people
my-
to enjoy it, but just mm-hmm. not to, you know, not to make money off it. That's fine. That's a copyright there, right there, you know?
Well, yeah, but it gets taken to such extremes.
I know. But let's say I release a piece of software. Everyone is free to, you know, play about with it, but you're not allowed to sell it. If I found somebody selling my software under their name, I would go all out on them because
yeah.
they've breached the copyright.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, making money off other people's things.
Exactly. It's a bad thing.
Not giving
you shouldn't
any
do
credit.
It.
That's never any good.
Yeah.
Yeah, plagiarism too.
Yeah.
It's just downright dirty.
Exactly.
I mean, and kind of pointless as well. I mean, you can just as easily use whatever information or use whatever you want and just credit the source. But...
yeah. So any news from you there, Planet Lave?
No, just this phone thing. I think really they should be focusing on the security concerns rather than the copyright concerns.
Right.
Because if you can wave a mobile phone over an A4 page full of text
yeah.
and scan it within 3 to 5 seconds, that's even worse than camera phones.
Yeah.
You know, in a corporate kind of environment when you've had everyone sign bits of paper saying, I promise not to take the secret
sure.
documents out and tell people about them, you don't really want gadgets like that floating about.
Yeah, just wave
you know,
it over a contract or something.
Yeah,
like
I think
that.
That's really going to be a concern for this
yeah.
kind of piece of kit, rather than fucking
when I was at university
copyright.
At Bard College, I did a lot of research in the library, and
that's my
I had
two
a
cents.
Tool. Yeah, all right. I had this little tool that it was like a laser scanner for text, and what it would do is it had a USB port. Or a USB plug. I'd plug it into the laptop that I was using,
yeah.
and I could scan across the text, and it would enter it into a text editor as text. And I'd never heard of any kind of concern, you know, about that sort of thing.
Sure.
Just sort of doing it much, much quicker.
Still
in fact, Google,
yeah.
with their library project right now, is scanning in, you know, copious amounts of documents and books and things along those lines.
Right. Oh, Planet, can you not... Sorry, can you not hear... Ionix there. Planet. Hello. Hello.
It's the patented piss break.
Hello, Planet Lave. Earth calling, Planet Lave.
He's a crazy hacker. He loves his porn, but right now he's gotta take a piss.
Hello?
Yeah.
Still there?
Yeah, what was that, man?
It really broke up. It just went dead.
Can you hear our onyx?
Just about.
Okay. I was just mentioning the Google Library project where they're scanning in, you know, tremendous numbers of pages of documents and books and everything. My point was is that it's only a matter of time between all hard copy is converted into soft copy, and that we'll be able to use both. I think there's also an argument for, you know, hard copy, you know, going the way of the dinosaur, you know,
yeah.
In another 50, 100 years. I don't know how long it'll take, but it seems to be a definite trend.
Yeah.
But as soon as that happens, I mean, it's all going to be ones and zeros.
Hmm.
And, you know, if you know, the music industry or the motion picture industry has taught us anything, it's really difficult to regulate the flow of data of
sure.
ones and zeros. As soon as it hits that digital edge, it's almost like it's free domain.
Yeah,
you know?
it's in the wild, and yeah, exactly. It's impossible to control. But I have a feeling that they're trying to bring down the internet. They're trying to create a new internet, a more controlled, a more sterile internet.
I don't see that happening.
Oh, I've seen some interesting reports.
Yeah, I've heard of people trying to do that, but just on a sheer economic basis,
yeah.
You got to figure that somewhere between 87% and 93% of the entire internet is pornography.
Yeah.
And I don't have the exact figure for internet pornography industry makes in any given year, but I would be willing to bet that's enough to get some really powerful lobbyists.
Yeah, I'm sure that Planet would be able to enlighten us on internet pornography.
Yeah, what is the internet porn I've been hearing so much about, Planet?
There's about six different nude pictures on the internet that I've found so far.
Six? Five. It's up from three last week.
Yeah, it's going crazy. At this rate, it'll be 12 next week.
Oh, it's really taken off.
Yeah.
My plans for world perversion are coming to fruition.
Who are these evil people putting up pornography on the internet, eh?
Probably you.
I mean... So, like, what are they trying to do, though? Are they planning on scrapping the entire TCP/IP stack structure?
Yeah.
And the way that all of that goes about and coming up with something... See, the problem with making it more controlled is it just makes it less versatile. Like, one of the beautiful things about the internet, the way that we use it, is the sheer number of services and clients and servers that can be run over a TCP/IP stack.
Exactly, yeah. Well, they're going to encrypt TCP/IP, so you can't work out what it's actually doing. And you'd only be able to use port 80.
Seems like a tremendous waste of time.
Yeah.
And money.
But, I don't know, the stuff I've heard, it's kind of scary. I don't know if it's actually going to happen.
I'm just saying, you know, I'm thinking about it, and it seems like it's a tremendous undertaking to try and convert this huge infrastructure,
yeah.
this living infrastructure that we have. I mean, it took, what, 30, 35 years to get it to where it is right now? And, I mean, that's going to be a tremendous undertaking, for one, and for two... You know, as soon as they start implementing it and doing things, it's only a matter of time before somebody tears it apart and defeats
yeah.
the entire purpose of doing it in
sure.
the first place.
Sure.
I don't know. Sometimes I really wish I could sit down and have some conversations with these lawmakers and just, like, straighten them out a bit.
But, that whole kind of privacy and stuff brings me on to my next section of the news, which is that Peter P. Net is reporting that two more single mothers are refusing to be victimized by the RIAA. Patricia Stanagalu. How poorly was that pronounced? Was one of the first...
that was English?
Yeah. was one of the first to stand up and fight the laws, which some say resemble protection racket schemes now. Dawn Schliederbrenner of Seattle and Tanya Anderson of Oregon, I think that is. Oregon?
Oregon, yeah.
Oregon? Yeah.
Oregon.
Is that an actual place? Or is it just
a... It's a state.
Oh, fuck.
It's enormous. It's about the size of Britain, actually.
Well, you know, excuse my... my geography. Have
the U.S. here. It's a big place.
Okay. I believe you. Have decided to follow suit and stand up against the recording industry. And from the article, don't let your fear of these mass companies allow you to deny your belief in your own innocence. Paying these settlements is an admission of guilt. If you're not guilty of violating the law, don't pay. Right on,
yeah.
Sisters.
We should hit them up with an email supporting what they're doing. Because, I mean, shit. I don't know. I just have no freaking bloody sympathy for the goddamn recording industry. I mean, I could understand if... Like, that's what pissed me off so much when Metallica, came down on Napster so hard. I mean, for fuck's sake. You know, Led Zeppelin had perhaps one of the most lucrative record contracts on the face of the earth.
Yeah.
And they only got 15 cents per album. Hmm. You know, and nowadays, it's tremendously lower. The only thing the record company really does is puts up a tremendous amount of money to have the album made. But, you know, within the first week, the record sales, you know, gave them tremendous amounts of profit. And this profit isn't profit that the musicians are seeing. You know, musicians become wealthy on playing shows and being paid for them and by selling merchandise.
Yeah.
The more people that listen to your music, the more people are going to come to your shows. The more people that come to your shows, the more people that are going to buy your merchandise.
Sure, yeah.
But from an economic standpoint, from the musician's perspective, you know, peer-to-peer file sharing of their music is probably one of the better things that could happen to them. It's free advertisement, and it's also free tracking.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can track your the downloads of your songs and things and see, it's like real-time user input.
Exactly.
In a democratic setting, you know, and it's also not dependent on people who, you know, the sheer market of people that have $16 to blow on an album that they may or may not like just because they've heard a song off of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that
it leads to more educated consumers, it leads to more money in bands' pockets, and, I mean, really, if you're making music, you're making music because you want people to listen to it.
Hmm. I think that's something that Planet was talking about in one of the early episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just about being ripped off and being burnt too many times and, you know, shit like that. I've been down that road, and you soon get pissed off at it. You're right, you know, you treat your fans good, treat them cool, and they'll just always stand by you and keep coming back.
That's right, and if they keep coming back, that's, you know, that's how you make a living.
Yep.
Sure. And
you've got to play it for the long term.
And luckily, somehow, this news kind of fits in together. I've never heard of this band, but they're called Switchfoot. Switchfoot's new album, Nothing Is Sound, shipped from Sony with copyright protection software on the CD, much to the dismay of thousands of iPod welding fans. The band posted a response in their official forum apologizing for the protection and detailing ways to circumvent the protection and rip their songs to PC. Switchfoot linked the open source program CDX's download page with instructions of disabling the auto-running protection and ripping the files to MP3. Many of the Switchfoot fans have been upset about the copy protection measures, and it's nice to know that the artists seem to care about this issue. I just thought that whole kind of thing fitted in to the album's name, Nothing Is Sound, and that whole kind of copy protection stuff. But yeah, I mean, if Sony, the label, is pushing that with the protection, without the knowledge
the
of the artist...
Helping. And the artist helping you circumvent it?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that there's some that's definitely proof of my point. Yeah, well, I think what the recording industry is seeing right now is they're pretty much fearing for their extinction, basically.
Yeah.
The advent of new digital recording, that a person can do some very high quality things just using a new PC.
Mm.
And, you know, maybe $1,000 worth of equipment and software that they purchase, you know, they can record at a level that, you know, the industry standard only 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, with that and the ability to publish music online and to share it through peer-to-peer networks, I think that really the recording industry is where they're kind of coming to their ass.
Whoa, you're breaking up there ever so slightly.
Okay, I was breaking up. I thought it got cut off.
Nah.
Yeah, basically, they're fearing for their lives.
Yeah.
And they're trying to screw the consumer and the artist to survive.
Sure.
Frickin' wankers.
They're for jeering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck them all, that's what I say.
And,
you know, and the...
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
The movie industry, too, it's the same shit. It's just freaking absurd. You know, why don't you concentrate on making, you know, high-quality movies with sound plots and good acting, you know, what movies originally were, instead of blowing $120 million on special effects for a piece of crap.
Sure.
Like Constantine, you know?
Yeah, and then making a fucking ridiculously shit game out of it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I mean, the graphics in the game are like PlayStation 1 graphics, man. This is like 2005. Come on, people!
Funny, they end up pouring all that money into the movie only to see it not make a profit. Now they're going to make a shitty game.
Yeah.
Not going to make a profit. I bet if they spent half the amount of money that they spent on special effects for the movie into making an actually decent game, they could have done something with it. But,
yeah. Or feeding again, dying really people in Africa might be, you know... a good cause.
How do you make money doing that?
Oh, I'm sorry, you can't, can you? Ah, fuck him, let them all die. We'll just sell shitty graphics to people who can't afford to spend their money on bullshit every day.
Yeah, really. For fuck's sake. You know, I think that a lot of the artistry in filmmaking and acting is just completely gone.
Yeah. I mean, have you noticed those kind of, like, how can I call them? Those kind of templated movies. Like, 14
films.
Yeah, like you know, the 40-year-old virgin, you know, meet the parents, do this, do that. And it's just,
it's just
a template.
Yeah.
Every single film,
So fucking trite and predictable.
Yeah.
Crappy acting.
Yeah.
You know, maybe one or two decent jokes in an entire freaking movie that's supposed to be a comedy, and everything else is just crap.
I mean, like fucking Cheech and Chong, man. That stuff.
That was great.
Yeah.
Talking about unpredictable.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, you knew there was going to be a lot of pot smoking, but beyond that.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. I mean, or any of the Monty Python movies.
Exactly, yeah.
Any of Mel Brooks' comedies.
Mm.
Even, like, Woody Allen did some really funny things.
Yeah.
And now we just get this trite drivel. And what's really odd is, like, some of the funniest, like, comedies, at least, that I've seen really did not do well at the box office.
Mm.
Like, Super Troopers came out. Let's see, that was probably about 4 years ago. About the Vermont Highway Patrol. Fucking incredible movie. Just, you know, let's see. The first scene, they're fucking with, the cops are fucking with some kids that they pull over,
yeah.
And they're smoking pot. And the one kid in the back seat ends up eating like 2 ounces of pot and like a quarter ounce of mushrooms. And the cops like pull up and they keep repeating everything everybody's saying and like are just confusing the fuck out of the kids.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, the kids like turn around and the cops are gone and they drive off and then like they pull maybe 30 feet down the road, freaking slam on their brakes and peel out in reverse and then pull them over again while they're already pulled over. Like, just totally fucking with them. Yeah. Freaking, I don't know, the whole thing was hilarious. One of the kids starts tripping. And it, the whole movie went on like this. It was just like every scene was just genius, and they were so freaking funny.
Sure.
You know, but it didn't do shit at the box office. You know, I just think people wouldn't know a good movie if it slapped them in the face like a wet perch.
Yeah.
Like a wet pussy.
Oh, here we go again. You know, I don't know.
Well, at least I haven't heard two important words.
What's that?
I said, at least I haven't heard a few words that were said to me a lot this far into the episode, which is good.
I've been saving it.
Swiftly moving on.
Saving it.
I'm gonna come.
Waiting for the perfect opportunity.
Oh, fuck. Anyway.
Oh, no, that's not it.
The Registrar is reporting that Toshiba recently unveiled a fuel cell-based MP3 player. The pump-less fuel cell technology was first discussed about a year ago, but Toshiba said not to expect the fuel cell players to hit the market anytime soon. Toshiba, however, does hope that the players running off the fuel cell prototypes and their menthol chargers will get the public at around sometime in the next few years, but their general debut is in the CTEC Japan 2005. I don't know, that's probably 5 months from now or something like that. So I fear that so much. Can you imagine just like accidentally sitting on the menthol cartridge and it blowing up in your pocket while you're traveling on the train?
Hopefully there's going to be some better security and, more safety features than to allow that. But yeah, that would be funny. People spontaneously combusting. I don't know. I pretty much guaranteed that I'm not going to be able to afford one, so...
Yeah. I thought the funniest story was the piss-filled laptop battery.
What?
You refill it by using your own urine. It extracts the ammonia or something out of your urine.
That is brilliant.
Could you imagine just like going around the corner pissing on your laptop so you could get another 20 minutes out of it while you're war driving?
Somebody on an internet cafe, he's chatting, he's like, hang on, I gotta take a piss. He just like stands up and like inserts his cock into the battery.
Yeah.
What they need to do is they need to make a battery that is half simulated pussy and then run the entire laptop off of the jizz of the user.
Yeah. I thought, why can't they use the heat produced by the CPU to power the battery? You'd have everlasting power.
I mean, it would help. Yeah. It would help, but it wouldn't, you know.
It wouldn't be enough, but because you can't ever, because there's always some energy wastage.
Yeah, even like friction from the fan, et cetera. Conservation of energy, thermodynamics, that sort of thing. that's freaking great. I can't wait until like every household appliance runs off of some kind of human waste.
Yeah, I'm just shitting on my TV. Oh, that was good. That'll keep it for the next 2 hours.
You're on the phone, it's like, oh no, my... You're on, like, your cordless, you're like, the battery's about to die, hang on. Oh, yeah.
I just need to fuck the handset for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That's it, that plan is gonna convert every appliance in his house to run off of semen.
Hey, at least they won't be going to waste, eh?
I'd have an energy surplus.
Yeah.
You'll be selling electricity back to the power company.
I could run the national grid, mate.
This is great. This is now my full-time job.
Could you imagine getting paid to do that?
Yeah. Damn.
I think like any job, it will just get really tiresome after a while and be like, oh, not another porn page.
You come home, you're exhausted, you're like, rough day at the office, hon, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, I'm not even in the mood.
Yeah. I've got a sore arm.
They had me working overtime today, I just, you know, hon. I have a headache.
Well, you would after a whole fucking day of wanking yourself off.
You'd have to work like a short work week or something, otherwise you just like, you'd get bruising and chafing.
Your cock would fall off.
You'd
never be able to get the smell of Astroglide off of your hand.
Can you imagine if they had one of those automatic milking things they have for cows?
They just like sit you down, there's like four monitors with different porn movies on it, it's like sensory overload.
And it just sucks away.
Oh god.
All right, I think that we need to start a Hacker Voice Radio energy initiative.
Yeah. Donate your sperm.
Save the third world countries. They need electricity for the pumps for irrigation. It is a moral imperative. No.
No.
I'd be willing to bet that you could set something up, a contraption, as it were, that actually used the friction of the fucking to produce the electricity.
Yeah, I mean, if you had, like, a dynamo, and the
amount
of, you know, the amount of, like, flex. I mean, I used to have a kinetic battery watch, and it would get charged by the movement of my wrist. So if I masturbated enough, it would never run out.
I burnt it out one day, jacking off too hard.
Yeah.
Overloaded the battery. It was horrible.
It started glowing.
Started a fire.
I bet that watch is still going.
Yeah, it is.
That's probably going to be the last working thing on planet Earth after we've all been extinct.
There's going to be some cockroach wearing it.
Yeah.
Hey, cool watch, man.
I got it from a wanker.
Yeah. Oh, what's this sticky stuff? Smells like fish.
And then what we do is, after we develop this little dynamo generator, we just give them out to for free to, like, every guy when he turns, like, say, 15.
Yeah.
Plug him into the power grid and go. Never have another energy crisis. We can convert our automobiles. Powered by wanking.
The most dangerous thing, if there was a back surge of electricity.
Oh, damn.
Jesus.
The dynamo just shoves your cock into your intestines.
Yeah.
Ow. Ow. Dang.
Yeah. Pretty dangerous. I wouldn't advise anyone doing any of those sorts of things.
I'm working on a prototype. It's just too tempting. Someday you're gonna see it, like, a post on Slashdot or something about it, new dynamo powered
by masturbation.
Yeah, entirely.
Anything else before I kick off with another story?
Oh, no, I think I'm done with wanking. I'm all wanked.
I think we've gone as far as we can with it.
Ah, okay. Absolutely sure?
Yeah, let's save a little for the future episodes.
Why are you disappointed?
Cool, okay. The forums are being used for, well, quite a lot. Also, we have a new gallery for anyone that's interested to check it out, because we've got a few posts and pictures from the mid-month meeting that I posted up with me and a few other people that were there. What else? Yeah, we should be getting that call-in function into the site, maybe with a nice little graphic. If not, then I'll just fucking stick a hyperlink in there. I've run out of news. News today, I've run out of news.
Well, let's see here. There's Oh, there's a new book out, Learning GNU Emacs 3rd Edition.
Yeah, that's
supposed to be
right.
Pretty good. Not really much to say about that, except for read.
Yeah, read it.
Read it. Read it all. A slow day. Slow news day, I suppose.
Sure.
Been a lot of talk from GW about rebuilding a new city of New Orleans.
Oh, really?
So I guess it's going to make it New Orleans.
Right. New Orleans version 2.
Yeah. And, let's see. Yeah, I thought it was pretty funny, and with all the money that they're spending on it, I'm actually wondering if any of the poor people that they moved out of the city are going to be able to afford to move back into it.
Yeah.
Frickin' shiesty. Shiesty. I always love how, the United States has a remarkable ability to take horrible tragedies and make a buck off them.
Yeah. Well, war is very good business.
War is good for business.
Yeah.
That's your son.
Wikipedia's new arch nemesis forgets about Britannica and meets Unicyclopedia, formerly the adoptive first cousin of Wikipedia. Unicyclopedia.
It's encyclopedia.
Encyclopedia. Oh, okay. Thanks for that. Unicyclopedia.
Oregano? No, Oregon.
Yeah, Oregano. Oregano? No.
Yes. Well, I don't really see that taking off.
Okay. Yeah, it's not going to take off. Yeah, that's it.
That looks pretty dumb, actually.
Unbiased news.
Don't bother using encyclopedias.
Yeah.
It's like trash. Unless, of course, you happen to want to read a bunch of stupid filth that doesn't make any sense and isn't actually true. At which point, you know, go ahead. Have fun with it. But if you really want to hear some funny things and people trying to be clever, just listen to the radio show.
Which one?
Ours.
Oh, we have a radio show?
Oh,
since when?
When did that happen?
I've been meaning to tell you about that.
Yeah, I thought we were just sitting here talking to each other and actually sometimes recording it. I don't know.
Oh, crap. Are we on?
I guess so.
Damn it. Oh, what's there?
Sea Monkey 1.0 Alpha has been released this week. Users of this Mozilla suit or Netscape should check it out. It contains numerous new features, bug fixes, when compared to Mozilla's 1.7, but offers the same basic look and feel. There are a few screenshots of the Sea Monkey blog showing off some of the features. For those who don't know, Sea Monkey is the continuation of Mozilla's suit after the Mozilla Foundation ceased shipping new releases. Weird kind of name, Sea Monkey.
Ooh, inline spell checking.
Yeah.
For all of those spelling Nazis and forums.
I've already got that running, but it's not in line.
Let's see. It tells you when a download's finished.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of basic?
Yeah. Oh, your download's finished. Oh, thanks very much. Because Microsoft fucking Firefox does that anyway.
Yeah. New error messages.
Yeah.
You know, it looks a lot like Netscape, like
yeah.
An older version of Netscape.
I never really got into. I never really liked Netscape myself. I just thought it looked too bulky and cluttered.
Yeah, I don't know. I started using it in about 95, so there weren't too many choices back then as to what you were going to use.
It was good back in the day.
Yeah, yeah, and then came Microsoft. Ruin yet another good thing.
And then came Microsoft.
Microsoft. Let's not get started on those bastards. actually let's fuck them. Fuck them all. Goddamn proprietary sons of bitches ruining all the freaking winning future there.
Bastards.
Freaking breathing all the open source air.
Sorry, just reading.
I'm currently
something.
Working on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Huh?
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm currently working on a little bit of an opera, kind of like a musical version of Fuzzy Cuff.
Yeah.
I'm working on the third movement right now.
Okay.
Fuzzy Cuffs awakens in bed, only to realize that he's blindfolded and can't see what's going on. Still bound to the headpost. He longs for a day when things were simpler, when he perused Collegian fields, looking for the one he loved.
Oh man, people are taking this thing too far.
You're stuck with that nickname for life.
How far will this go? I don't know.
I'm not stopping until it's a major motion picture.
Yeah.
Fuzzy Cuffs, the movie!
If you like Fuzzy Cuffs, the musical, you'll love Fuzzy Cuffs, the movie. Starring Antonio Banderas.
Fuzzy Cuffs. Fuzzy Cuffs, Zora! The Japanese version.
Fuzzy Cuffs, directed by Quentin Tarantino.
Hey, what you doing, my fuzzy cubs, motherfucker?
Would Samuel L. Jackson play you?
Me?
Yeah.
Probably.
Get me out of these cuffs!
Time is running out. We must do something to save him. If only he could get past the metal in the fuzzy cuffs. It's just tickling him too much.
And I think he likes it.
Yeah. Hey, use this whip right here. We can swing around and grab him. If only the children could do the same. It's not suitable for children.
Yeah. Antonio Banderas runs. Guns blazing, well fuzzy cuffed, off of a roof, only to use the fuzzy cuffs to lash around a piece of wire swinging yards down the wire, guns blazing all the way.
Yeah.
Stops to wipe the sweat from his brow from the fuzz on the cuff. Fuzzy cuffs, coming soon to a theater near you. In a world bereft of perverts, one man stands alone.
In a world where time does not exist, there's a man who wears fuzzy cuffs.
Then we're going to have, let's see, there'll be Law and Order FDC.
Yeah.
The fuzzy cuffs version. We're basically, all they do is they, nope. Shut down internet pornography rings or something,
yeah.
I don't know. Alright, I'm done with this topic.
Yeah, I think we've squeezed it out as much as we could.
For now.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, there's new, see, on the forum, just wanted to plug the GIMP tutorial forum. And just say if there's anybody out there who's needing help with something or something along those lines,
yeah.
Feel free to ask questions there.
Yeah.
Post things that you've done, and I'm slowly releasing tutorials.
Cool.
As far as like how to use the GNU image manipulation program.
Yeah. Well, you've helped me a lot with GIMP, and anyone. Who wants to learn a bit, read his stuff that he's putting out, because it's top-notch.
Yeah, I finished a primer on it And basically the only thing that it assumes is that you have it and that you know what the basic tools do.
Yeah.
So I skipped out all of that sort of tutorial nonsense and got right into the guts of it using filters, you know, certain philosophies on how to go about things. Like, for instance, if you're coming up with an image and you want to use a lot of different elements from different pictures in this image that you want to use,
right.
You want to try and make sure that everything that you're using is larger than you're going to need it to be when you're finished.
Sure.
Because if you have to go ahead and take a file and make it larger, you're going to lose a lot of quality on there. It becomes pixelated, at which point the pictures don't match. You'll have a very high-quality background and a very low-quality foreground or anywhere in the middle. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So if you take everything a bit larger than you need, then when you're finally putting all of the elements together, you can then scale everything down to the proportions that you want.
Okay.
And it helps you to really make things look the right size and also to keep the quality of the image as high as possible while doing it. I think the first tutorial that I wrote there was about basically cutting things out of an image and using them, you know, on a different background.
Right.
And some ways to go about it and also how to make the edges look better, you know, things along those lines.
Yeah.
Which was pretty good. I didn't sleep much last night or at all.
No, most of us didn't, no. Hopefully I'm gonna have to force myself to get to bed early and not wake up late for work tomorrow.
Yeah, I haven't been sleeping well for the past, I don't know how long my back's been hurting and freaking craziness. But tonight I'm pretty much guaranteed to sleep well.
Last night we were on the phone for like 3 hours, weren't we?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, we were.
I've been playing that recording back today.
cool. I want to get a chance to catch it.
Well, you can download it.
Oh, where's it linked?
It's not linked, but it's just under the archives folder. It's called hackervoicejam.mp3.
Oh, cool. I'll download it then.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And anyone else who has any kind of audio skills, you might want to listen to it and then cut out some of the sections and send in the cuts out, because there's some funny stuff that me and Ionix were, you know, coming up with, so yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
See, I think that the next tutorial I'm going to write for the GIMP is going to be using the rendering functions to create fog.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of simple, and it'll also act as an introduction to the concept of opacity.
Yeah. So, Planet, do you have any experience with GIMP?
I'm trying to avoid the obvious jokes. No, I think I loaded it once. That's about as far as my GIMP experience goes.
Okay.
At the Windows version.
Can I just ask something? Why is it... I know it stands for something. Probably graphic something something. But why did they call it GIMP? did they not realize?
It's the GNU image manipulation program.
Yeah, but...
I think it was before Pulp Fiction, so a lot of people didn't know what a GIMP was.
Well, you could say that. But then again, a GIMP is somebody with a bad leg or something.
Yeah,
but...
Yeah. You know.
I don't know. I have always liked the term. So I guess they did all right by me. I don't know. Kind of for the same reason I call my little computer repair business Error Computing.
Yeah.
Although that's more like, you know, anything this good has to be an error, or you've done fucked up and created an error.
Possibly.
I don't know.
I think they did it on purpose, you know.
I think we should ask them.
Yeah. Send them an email.
Developers are all into hardcore bondage and S&M. That's why. Then again, isn't everybody nowadays?
Yeah, no, not me.
Master Fuzzy Cuff. God, I love that term. I think the last word with Fuzzy Cuffs is going to come, like, most likely, you know, 60, 70, 80 years from now on your gravestone.
Oh, fuck, I've got that image in my head now, man.
Beloved by all, Fuzzy Cuff.
Fuck off.
All right, I just saw how far I could push Fuzzy Cuff before it got off. Sweet. Mission accomplished, and now I know where that line is.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm done with that for the day.
Cool.
Fun stuff.
We never did get around to testing out the Ventrilo server, did we?
No,
no,
not yet.
Yeah, because we were trying to figure out if it would work for Linux. There was a Linux client. I mean, all our Windows users are pretty much sorted out.
I'd be surprised if there wasn't a client for Linux.
You'd be surprised that it's still in development.
Is it?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Or are they just saying it is?
It's probably still out, but they just haven't released it on the website. I don't know how difficult it would be to port it, maybe in Wine or something.
I don't know. I'll look into it.
That's a good idea.
That in the list.
Yeah.
That would be good. Skype's been behaving pretty nicely.
Yeah. Don't jinx it, man. Don't jinx it.
Oh, sorry.
Boop!
All of a sudden, everything just ungodly tones start pouring out of all of our ears. This is the voice of Skype, you bastards that pushed me too far for the last time. Prepare to die.
In cinemas near you. Skype is taken too far.
You rat bastards, I was never designed for this crap.
I was only meant for two people, not three at the same time.
I was meant to be run as a standalone. What are these other processes? They annoy me. I will destroy your call. Alright, well, if that didn't jinx it, nothing will.
Play some guitar, that'll fuck it up, like it did last night.
Alright.
Play 2600 megahertz down the thing.
Yeah. Let's see here now. Just start blowing tones at it, that'd be fun.
Yeah. Okay, I've got some questions, queries, and suggestions for the next few episodes. Some people have taken interest in our technically focused episodes, so I was wondering if anyone else would like to contribute to them, if they have any kind of, let's say, a topic like TCP/IP stacks, C, telephones, networking, footprinting, scanning, anything like that. Email us in. You can email us, send us an email to radio@hackervoice.co.uk. Unless anyone would like to say anything right now, and like, you know, we could plan for the next episode.
I don't have anything planned personally, but I shall try and think about it, see if there's any subjects where I know my arse and my elbow.
Yeah.
And, you know.
What about like an
see
Amiga?
What I can do.
Or, you know, an Atari episode?
Well, I could do a bit on this emulation, because it's been a slow day at work, and that's all I've been doing.
Yeah,
it's,
why not? You know,
running Amiga emulators for fun.
Yeah. I think I would find that interesting, and, you know, why not?
Cool. I'll have to do a bit more research.
Cool.
Which means a couple more days playing games on Amigas. Cool.
Sounds like good research to me.
Mm. High score, high score.
In that case, I'll have to do one on internet porn as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We do need the internet porn article.
Yeah.
How to find it free and how to find the good stuff.
Yeah, why not?
You can cover your ass so you don't get infested with spyware and viruses.
Yeah. Well, for a start, don't use Windows.
Yeah, that helps. that helps a lot, actually.
Do you wish to run spam.exe? No, because I can't even run it.
It's like, yes, I would like to run it. Yeah. I'd like to see what this is going to do.
Yeah, go ahead. Try your best.
Help out, buddy.
Yeah.
yep. We could also go into, changing your cookie settings so that every porn site that you visit isn't tracking you.
Yeah.
Things along those lines.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, general end user desktop kind of safety and security.
Mm.
All those things that you're meant to do, but you never get around to.
Sure. Which is what we all need, a bit of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bit of a kick up the ass.
I could do a bit of voice over IP primer.
Yeah.
I don't think that I could probably touch the knowledge or depth that that Basedrom brings to the field, but I could give a review of a couple of services and explain how a couple of things work and also some free options.
Sure.
It'd be cool. Because I don't know, I've been able to manage to do some pretty neat stuff using free. Thanks, basically.
Sure.
Sounds like all good stuff.
Yeah, sounds like we've got quite a lot of stuff going, already.
Sounds cool.
Yeah. Nice. Okay. Any suggestions for the closing section of the show?
Not really, just want to give a special birthday shout-out to Ionix and thank him for joining us.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for joining us on your birthday. I know it's a special day, seeing as you're 1A today. That's 26 in normal speak.
In normal speak, yes.
Yeah.
I turned 1A! Got me a letter, bitch!
Yeah.
Much fun, yes. Well, thank you all. It was a pleasure to do the show. It was actually the only thing I really had planned to do today.
Mm.
Cool. That's an indication of how pathetic my life is. I mean...
Oh, thanks. That...
I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding. I kid.
I kid you, eh? Come on. It's not so bad. It's a funny joke. You're supposed to laugh. Come on. What's the matter for you? Shut up, you face.
We could just have an episode where Ionix is just talking to himself and in different voices.
Different voices? Yeah, we could.
Yeah.
The schizophrenic hacker.
I thought the funniest one was Ren and Stimpy. I couldn't stop going listening back to
the Ren and Stimpy hacker voice radio plug. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was the funniest one.
Which is a little something like, Ren, we're listening to hacker voice radio. Stimpy, you fat, stupid, bloated sack of protoplasm. Don't you think I know this is hacker voice radio?
That's too good, man.
Yeah. Got too much time on my hands, I think.
Yeah. Listen, watching Ren and Stimpy.
Oh, well, that's a good waste of time, though.
Yeah.
So, Stimpy, we were exploring the TCPI stack last time, and we realized that there is a buffer overflow. Overflow, you idiot! Yeah, but Ren, if we run that buffer overflow, won't the sysadmin get angry?
Oh, dude.
All right, well, I know what I'm recording tonight.
What's that?
Hacker Voice Radio is done by, 18 voices by me.
Yeah. And then you could code it up into a little Flash soundboard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was actually going to create one of Planet Lave. A Planet Lave soundboard. With all these...
Oh, nice.
With all these comments, rants, and suggestions.
Well, just in case I have a night off.
Yeah. Just so, we could have him there.
Just random swearing and talking about porn.
Yeah.
Replace him with the random porn bot.
Yeah.
It swears and it giggles. It's Planet Lave.
I could just have it as a bot, so it just randomly picked sound files out at certain times.
Make sure to include the patented fuck all.
Yeah.
And we should do a bit of music for the piss break. I really think we should.
Oh, yeah. I think we need a jingle for the piss break.
Turn that into a jingle, yeah. Yeah.
It's the piss break. Piss break. Dun-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Have you noticed I haven't had one tonight?
Yeah, you haven't. What's happening, man? You got like a little tube going, something or what?
Yeah, I got a catheter.
He just hasn't been drinking enough fluid.
Yeah.
He's all dehydrated.
Well,
I'm starting to train myself as well. Ninja mind.
I've already heard that. Two beers open up, so yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple in me.
Yeah. Water.
It's water in a can, I swear.
Yeah. Carbonated alcoholic water.
Okay, so we're at an hour now, so I think it could be time to say goodbye. Goodbye, children.
It's that time again.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
Yeah, thank you for listening to our mad ramblings.
Yes,
there'll be more
you.
Tomorrow.
Yep. Thank you for listening.
Same time tomorrow.
In bad time, same bad channel. To the Ionix Cave.
I think Ionix could just do a show by himself.
Easily.
Yeah, easily.
Yeah.
Come on now.
I'll tune in.
Yeah.
You're just being... Alright, well, maybe I'm going to have to start a little side project.
Yeah. I mean, if you did one, I would just stream it on the show. Why not? I mean, on the radio station.
Sure,
it's
sure.
It's the Ionix Show! Well, good afternoon, children. In an American accent.
Well, I can do the British accent as well.
Yeah, I know you can.
Good afternoon, children, and welcome to another edition of Ionix Radio, where we will be taking some hilarity and some wonderful voices and some excellent characters and twisting your little perverted minds around. And if you don't like it, then you can just go and sod off.
Shut off. What? Spiffing. Anyway, on that note, good night.
Good night, all.
Nighty night.
Good night. Drum and bass. We seem to have a caller.
It's Scooby!
Hello.
I don't Scooby. Have I missed the show or am I in time for it?
You've just missed it, buddy. I was just closing off now.
Ah, bastard. Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Ah, that's alright.
I'll catch you in IOC, okay?
Sorry? Yeah, I'll catch you in IOC.
Bye-bye.
Oh, bitch!